You have found the Runaround Iowa, the podcast that's dedicated to news and interviews with the athletes, coaches, and personalities who are making headlines in college cross country, track and field, road running, trail running, and triathlon in the state of Iowa. And now from the home office in Clive, here is your host, Lance Bergeson. A good Monday to you all. When I looked on the calendar of last weekend's indoor meets in Iowa and the surrounding area, I said that this could be really one of the special weekends of the year. And because you had so many great entries in these distance races, and what I saw really just blew me away. It was far exceeded my expectations of what happened. We saw facility records set by Drake University, runner by a former Northern Iowa runner, by a current Iowa runner. We saw school records go down. We saw top tens in school programs, and it wasn't just the big Division I programs either. It was former Iowa collegians who did this. Small college runners did it as well. NCAA Division IIs set some school records. It was just all across the board, just phenomenal distance running in Iowa. I hope you appreciate it as well, because this is going to be a fun hour or so of recapping everything that went on. And full disclosure here, my job kind of limits me to what I can attend because, you know, obviously Saturday is a big indoor track and field meet. But in my realm of my job in publishing, it's also the busiest day of the week for me. And it's a day that I can't get out of really basically unless I take a vacation day. And that's hard to take a vacation day for just one day to go to indoor meets. I have to kind of pick and choose what I go to. So that's one of the things that I have to balance there. And I work for two publications that are in NFL markets as well. And one of those teams is still going in the playoffs. It's the Cincinnati Bengals. They're now in the AFC Championship game. So go Bengals. But anyway, it's exciting for my employment, my work, but it's also takes me away from going to these indoor meets. So it's kind of a bummer that Saturday I'm stuck here in my office and I can't go to these meets because, man, I would have loved to have gone either to Ames or to Iowa City. Which one I would have picked, I don't know, but because they were both phenomenal. But that kind of gives you a little insight into my life a little bit and how I'm always on the outside looking in here on some of those results. But nevertheless, still a fan, even watching it on the internet and seeing the results as well. So a lot of big things, like I said, Cyclone Open, there was Warwick, we got the Jack Jennett Invitational in Cedar Falls, and then the Northwest Open in hosted by Northwest Missouri State in Maryville, and a couple other meets as well. SDSU had a meet as well. So a lot to get to, but we've got a little bit of news. And I'm leading off with this bit of news with Iowa State and a couple transfers they got. One of them is a big one. It was announced this week before the Cyclone Open at Kiki Connell, who was the undisputed leader for the UNI women's cross-country team in the fall. Just a freshman, and she really turned heads by finishing 10th at the Missouri Valley Cross-Country Championships. And she's also, she was also second and third at the Iowa 2A State Track and Field Championships. She transferred during the during the end of the first semester on to the second. She transferred from UNI to Iowa State. So that was kind of big news. Kiki Connell, if you remember, she was an all-state wrestler at Charles City as well. Just a phenomenal athlete before deciding to concentrate on track and field and cross country. And that's definitely leaving a void. And with the Cedar Falls program, of course, and Iowa State, that makes them so much better getting her, because she's got a PR for the 1500 of 4:47, as well as a 10:03 3000. So she's pretty new, of course, to distance running, but has put in some phenomenal efforts already in her first true freshman year. And then Iowa State also picked up a commitment from Patriot League outdoor 800-meter champion Peter Smith. He competed for Army, winning that title last May, and he has a PR of 149.73 for the 800. So he's going to add to that stable of great 800-meter runners. But as far as Iowa's concerned, Kiki Connell's the big one. And I'm talking actually to Alexina Tubal. Alexina Wilson used to be, till she got married in November. I'm talking to her on Wednesday, so that'll be a topic of conversation that I will have with her. I'll ask her how that transfer unfortunately went down for Northern Iowa. It's difficult to lose an athlete like that who is your undisputed number one runner. But that podcast will be coming out Friday. It's expected to come out, so you'll have a chance to talk. I'll have a chance to talk to Alexina, and I'm going to be mentioning her later on in this podcast as well. One other bit of news is that the first U.S. Track and Field and Cross Country Coaches Association Track and Field Index was out today, and the University of Iowa men is ranked number 9 to start the season. That matches the highest in program history. They were also number 9 to start off last season in 2021. So, and Iowa is the highest ranked Big Ten team. They won, if you remember, they won the Big Tens last year. So they're looking like possibly the favorite. Nebraska is also ranked from the top 25 from the Big Ten. They're number 12. So the Coaches Association seems to think it's going to be between Iowa and Nebraska. Iowa State men, by the way, are ranked 22nd to start the season. Iowa, not surprisingly, is first in the Midwest regional rankings, followed by Nebraska, Iowa State, and Northern Iowa, which has a lot of good field event and throwers and sprinters to help their cause there. The women's side, there are no teams ranked in the top 25 nationally. In the Midwest rankings, Iowa is number 2 behind Minnesota, the Gophers, and then Iowa State women are ranked 9th there. So that's the way the USTF CCCA rankings shook out on the initial rankings. It's a tough call, but I'm leading off with the Cyclone Open, where an indoor track record was set at the Lead Recreation Athletic Center. It was done by Drake University senior Adam Fogg, who showed he is going to be a threat on the national scene. He runs 356.60 to set a new lead record and also to break his own school record with the Bulldogs. It was a 357.32 effort he ran, which was the previous record, at Fayetteville, Arkansas on March 11th of 2021. So that was at NCAA Nationals. So congratulations to Adam Fogg for that tremendous school record and facility record. And he wasn't the only Bulldog who got it done here. Isaac Baston, his junior teammate, also broke 4 minutes, 359.43, to jump, of course, into the record books as well. But also, it marked the first time that Drake had ever had two runners break 4 minutes in the same race. So great running by those two. And they, of course, are very good friends. And they had that memorable moment at the Missouri Valley Cross Country Championships when they finished 1-2. Bastin and Fogg celebrating together, going across the finish line, as Drake, of course, won the Valley Championships as well as a team. So that's all great. And Fogg is putting himself in the history books as one of the great Drake runners all time for the shorter distance races, if you will. He's number two in history for the 3,000 indoors as well, an 8:06.09 time run at the Valley Championships in Cedar Falls on February 26th of last year. And Fogg said on Instagram, I believe it was today, he said, "Oh, baby, we're just getting started." That's pretty scary when you think that. He says, "I've got a lot more that I can get done." He's got the miler's build, that's for sure. He's tall, lanky, and got a long stride. Favors him for that distance. He's just a really good runner. He seems built for that distance. It was a great field. As I mentioned, splitting up those two Drake Bulldogs was former Iowa State runner Festus Lagat, the All-American on the track last June in Oregon. Now he's running for the Under Armour District Track Club team. He ended up running 3:58.4 to take runner-up honors. And then, like I mentioned, Bastin was third. And then just missing out on breaking four as well is Iowa State's Chad Johnson, the junior who is from Ohio, North Robinson, Ohio, if you will. He ends up running 4:07.4 to jump himself into ninth all time in Iowa State's record books for the indoor mile. So congratulations to Chad. He's had a nice career already. It seems poised to have an excellent indoor season there. Johnson he knocked Festus Lagat down, by the way. Lagat had been, he was 10th on the list. He with a 4:08.83 time in 2019. So Chad Johnson knocks him down to 10th with that effort. And next on the list is Dan Kurtz, 4:56 at Boston U in 2019. The Iowa State record, by the way, is Edwin Kurgat, former Iowa State national champion, 3:58.62 at the ISU Classic in 2020. So Chad Johnson's got just a couple more seconds to go if he can get that. Wesley Kiptu, the former, the outstanding runner. He's clearly got a big fish to fry next weekend. He is running at the Milrose Games, the Dr. Sander 3000 in New York. He is going to be running against a largely pro field in a phenomenal race there. Saturday afternoon. Anyway, he did run this mile. Might have held something back a little bit because knowing that he's got that huge 3,000 coming up next weekend. Anyway, I wouldn't look into too much about this. The result, finishing fifth in 4 minutes, 1:02.85, but he was fifth, the junior was. Then it was, like I said, a lot of Cyclones. There were seven of them who all broke 4:12 on the day. You had Nehemi at 2, running 4:04.31 for sixth. Then you had senior Thomas Pollard. He's eighth in 4:05.29. He might be a graduate student for track and field. Pollard might be. He was, of course, an All-American in cross country this past season. He went to Gilbert High. He's a redshirt senior. This is his last go around. Ryan Ford, the transfer who did so much for them for their cross country, their national championship runner-up team, running unattached, was 405.53 for ninth. Then Gable Sieperda. Gable Sieperda, former Central Lion of GLR runner from Northwest Iowa, was 11th in 409.37. Then it was Nate Muller, former ADM of Adel runner, was 14th in 411.22. So those are all the guys who broke 412 on the day. Just a phenomenal men's mile there. And it was well worth the price of admission if they did have admission, but they don't. So enough of that. onward, the next leadoff runner was upstaging the Cyclones here was Abby Coet Jackson, the former Ballard of Huxley runner. Picked up two victories on the day, running. She ran about 3 hours apart, running the 1,000 meters first. The Minnesota graduate student ran 2:45.93 to top Iowa State standout senior Kaylee Logue, who ran 2:46.54. So is Abby taking the victory in the 1,000 meters for the Gophers? Nice to see her back in Central Iowa. I'm sure it was exciting for her parents not to have to drive up to Minnesota or elsewhere to see her run. They can just jump a little bit up the road from where they live. And then in the women's mile, like I said, 3 hours later, it was Coet Jackson who got the victory as well, 4:41.25. To top again, Kaylee Logue, who ended up third in that women's mile in 4:42.01. So where does Coet Jackson stand? Her mile, 4:41.25, is a new PR. And I looked at it, it's 13th best in the nation this season when you consider regular and oversized tracks. So for Abby, she's definitely right in the ballpark for getting to indoor nationals here. It's tight so far, but that's really good for this start of the season. And for Minnesota, unfortunately, they don't have a very good list of records for the top 10 like Iowa State does on their website. They just have top performances by season, and no way was I going to go through every one of their seasons to see who has the record. But needless to say, there's a decent chance that that time is a top 10 effort there. But for Iowa State, certainly an impressive performance by Kaylee Logue, showing that she's not just a 6,000 meter runner, 5,000 meter runner. She can do it in a shorter distance. And from when she was fourth at the NCAA Cross Country Championships, for instance, in the 6K in Florida. Anyway, that time in the 1,000 meters is number 8 in Iowa State history. She knocked down Maggie Gannon down to 9th. That 2:47.60 is now 9th. And she just missed Evelyn Gay's 2:46.52 time set at the Big 12 Championships in 2017. So that was really good for her 1,000 meters. I mean, that's for her to step up. You know, Abby Coet Jackson, we know her as a 3,000 meter steeplechaser, but Kaylee Logue, you know, she's 5,000, 10,000 meter runner in track and field. And for her to run that good of a 1,000 meters was very impressive. I was seriously blown away there. To do that. And then, let's keep on the 1,000 here. Coet Jackson beat her senior teammate, Megan Haas, who was 2:51.32 in that race, so easily topping there. And then fourth place was Jeanette Schraft for Iowa State. She's a former Glenwood prep. She ran 252.29 for fourth. Madeline Hill of Iowa State was fifth in 253.13. Bella Hikas of Iowa State was sixth in 253.9. And then Maggie Davis, 257.23 for eighth. So that was the 1,000. That's how that all shook out. A lot of fast times there. As I mentioned, Logue was third in that mile, that 442.01 time, moved her up to number 7 in Iowa State history for that event. So in two races, back-to-back, she jumps into the record books. She knocked down Evelyn Gay's time, 442.41, set at the Iowa State Classic in 2017. And if Logue is going to try to break the Iowa State record, it's going to be a little bit tougher. The record is 436.43 by Karen Glarum at the NCAA Championships in 1992. So that's going to, she's got a little work to do there to get number one on the list. The rest of the mile results for Iowa State. Yeah, Dana Fan was sixth. She ran 453.73. I'm going to throw Drake in here. Don't want to forget about them. Emily Meyer she ran 457 flat to jump into the indoor record books for Drake. She now is number 7 on the list for Drake. She bumped Trish Allen's 456.78 time from 1996. So Emily Meyer, number 7 all time. Then you had Barbara Verhovak. She broke 5 minutes for the first time, running 459.41, and she is just outside the top 10 for Drake's list, 12th all-time for Verhovak with her time. Back to Iowa State, we had Sarah Murrow was 459.15, so she was 10th, just ahead of Verhovak. And then Kiki Connell, the one I mentioned, UNI transfer, running her first race for Iowa State, a solid 13th place in 5:01.74. On to the women's 3,000 meters, where Drake sophomore Brooke Mullins, who is from Queensland, Australia, finished third in that race in 9:41.72. That time moved her into fourth in the Drake women's indoor record books. She knocked Ashley Anklam down quite easily. Anklam ran 9:45 back in 2005. So now she's still, Mullins is about 14-15 seconds away from the record of Liz Hjalmarsson's record of 1983 of 9:26.82. In that 3,000, you had, like I said, Mullins running 9:41. The winning time was Minnesota's Bit Klecker in 9:35.46. But Brenna Cohoon of Iowa State ran 9:42.18 for fourth. Taylor Briggs was seventh in 9:47.87. So those are both good times by the Iowa State women there. Iowa State did have a victory here in the men's 800 as senior Frank Hayes started his career at Iowa State, transferred to Ohio State, came back to Ames last year. He picked up the win and came oh so close to getting into the top 10 in the record books. 148.99 is just 1/100th of a second away from James Dennison's 148.98 time at the ISU Classic in 2018. But nevertheless, for Hayes, puts him number 12 in NCAA Division I for all tracks, including the oversized one that the lead recreation center has. So he's still in good stead here for qualifying for indoors, and that's a big improvement for him. I'm not sure if he was holding back or what, but this was the kind of effort that he needed. He led a 1-2-3, by the way, for Iowa State. Alex Lamong was second in 149.34, and then Darius Kipyego was third in 149.67. Finishing fifth for Indian Hills was their standout freshman, Rivaldo Marshall. He is from Kingston, Jamaica. Rivaldo beat his own school record in that 800. So he's, he beat his own record there. So he's going to keep dropping it, I imagine. And then you had Hawkeye Community College's Kobe Brackemeyer was next in sixth in 154.68. The women's 800 meters in a race that was won by Minnesota's Aaron Reedy in 209.76, you had Indian Hills sophomore Aaliyah Simmons, who ran 212.48 to also break her own school record for 800. And that time is also a leading mark nationally for NJCAA. So Simmons getting it done, showing that she's going to be a threat for a national title there, as Brent Ewing really doing a great job with these 800-meter runners. 600 meter, 800 meters, impressive efforts all around. For Iowa State, you had Schraft, former Glenwood runner, was sixth in 212.64. Madeline Hill was 7th in 213.21. Bella Hikas of the Cyclones was 10th in 215.46. Then Riley Beach was 11th in 216.63. The men's 3,000, Aziz Jadeh, who is from Tunisia, Drake runner, he won the men's 3,000 in 8:16.36. That time is eighth all-time for Drake men's indoor record. So Aziz, just a freshman. He had a really good cross-country season as well. So he's got a bright future there in Des Moines. He's looking up, as I mentioned, at Fogg. Fogg is number two all-time for Drake at the 3,000, 806.09. Number one atop the list is Reed Fisher, 804.98, set at Notre Dame in South Bend in 2017. Jack Settle of Drake also ran in that 3,000, and he ran 8:28.29. The 1,000 meters, you had Iowa State's Joe Schaefer. He is a former Johnston runner. He was third in 228.3 in a race that was won by Jonah Koetsch of the Under Armour District Track Club. Jonah ran 221.26 there. Schaefer, as I mentioned, he's a sophomore. And then in the 600 meters, you had Indian Hills again. I mentioned they're really good at the 600, 800. They went 1-2, beating Drake and Iowa State's entries. It was Ronaldo Rock, a freshman who ran 1:13.54 to set another new school record for the Warriors in that 600 yard run. That's a 600 yard run. They run that for that distance at the lead center, 1:13.54 meters. That would have been very impressive, but it's yards. And then his teammate, Dorian, he's from Barbados, by the way, Ronaldo Rock is. His teammate, Dorian Craven, who is from Dallas, Texas, and a sophomore, he was 1:13.57, so just 0.03 of a second behind him. And that's a PR for Craven. Joseph Cruz, a senior for Drake, was third in 1:14.89. And then Iowa State Chase McPherson led the Cyclones in sixth in 1:15.77 in that 600-yard run. On to the two-day Larry Wazorek Invitational. This is Iowa's big indoor meet every year, and it did not disappoint at all. As freshman Genoa McIver, wow, he laid down a tremendous 600 meters, setting a new meet record, facility record, school record, everything, running 116.08 and knocking off the guy who held the previous record, professional Eric Sawinski, former All Big Ten runner. That's what he did. McIver, who is from High Point, North Carolina, certainly showed his chops. Wow, just a 116.08, phenomenal effort there. Setting a new record there, all around facility. He even has the Big Ten lead with that effort. Sawinski ended up running 116.48 for second place. A really good time by the Iowa City native, who is coached by Iowa director of track and field Joey Woody, who said about the 600 meters, he said, "I loved the energy because each heat just got faster and faster and more competitive. You could see things were brewing. When guys see their teammates running fast, it builds their confidence to go after it. To be able to run that fast this early is a really good sign." It really was just a great, great bunch of heats there leading up to that final one. You had Iowa's Antonio Abrega was fourth, running a PR of 117.78. Then you had in fifth place for the Hawkeyes was Julian Gillum in 117.87. In sixth place was former Muscatine prep Tyler Olson, running a 117.94 time. Then you had in seventh place Iowa's Armando Bryson in 118.49. That's a PR for Armando. Spencer Gudgel was eighth for Iowa in 118.51. Then it was former Woodbury Central of Mobile runner Alex Still in ninth in a PR of 118.59. A lot of Hawkeyes, if you haven't noticed. This is kind of their race. 10th place, Philip Jefferson, 119.29 in a PR. Then 11th, Josh Andrews, who's a junior and former Waukee high runner from Urbandale in 119.9. And then 600s behind him was Jason Hoffman in 12th, 119.96. I might add that the 400 is also Iowa's race as well. These were all results from Friday, by the way. I'm going in chronological order. It was a two-day event, so that was on Friday, as was the men's 3,000 premier in a race won by Wisconsin junior Seth Hirsch, really pretty easily. He set a meet record of 759.39, but it was Nick Trattner of Iowa, the sophomore, ran 810.03 for runner-up honors to move into 10th all-time in Iowa's record books. Tratt is a sophomore. And then third place, his senior teammate, Noah Healy, ran a PR, a personal best of 814.8. Noah's from Illinois. And then you had Simpson, Simpson College, who came to Iowa City, ran an incredible couple times here. Spencer Moon, the sophomore, broke his own school record, placing fourth in 818.61. Spencer is a former South Central of Calhoun runner who just obliterated his former program best time of 834.45. That time, by the way, 818.61, is the best in the American Rivers Conference this season because he defeated Wartburg's standout senior Joe Freeburger. The former Western Dubuque runner Freeburger ran a new school record of 819.33, but was fifth behind Moon. So that might be a good rivalry going forward in the American Rivers Conference. Back to sixth place was Connor Summer. Former Pleasant Valley athlete from Bettendorf. He ran a PR of 829.98. And then Simpson's Harry Dudley also set a new PR. He's a fifth-year senior. He was seventh in 837.73. His previous best for this distance was 850.54. So big drop in time for the Indianola native running for Simpson. Ninth place was Jack Pendergast, true freshman from Cedar Rapids Prairie. He ran 839.38. And I want to mention this last Hawkeye. It was Johanna Yole, former Johnston High runner from Des Moines, who ran a PR of 840 flat for 10th. The women's 600 premier also on Friday. It was senior Mallory King who led the way, taking the victory in the 600 from start to finish. She ran 130.03. Did the former Knight from Davenport Assumption. As the Hawkeyes, well, there's going to be a lot of them. They finished, took six of the top seven here. Behind King, it was Jaden Itzen, who is a freshman from Houston, Texas, running a PR of 131.12. Then, in fourth place, you had Allie Buchan-Nasbisch, a freshman from Ottumwa, ran a PR of 131.47. Then yet Iowa's Claire Pitcher in fifth and 131.52, followed by senior Peyton Wenzel, former Linmar of Marion Prep in 131.68. And then Allie's sister Grace Buchan-Nasbisch of Ottumwa was seventh in 133.40, a PR for Grace. Two more results for the distance races on Friday. You had the women's 3,000 PR premier, and it was a small college that led the way for the Iowa schools. It was Aubrey Fisher, the Warburg College junior, former AGWSR of Ackley Prep, who was third, running 947.35 for third in a race won by Wisconsin's Sarah Scholes in 943.98. But it was Iowa's Kelly Tosick, who was sixth in 959.84. And Northern Iowa was led by seventh place freshman Kate Crawford, former Guthrie Center. Runner ran a new PR of 10.02.25 for seventh. And in the women's regular 3000, there were two heats of this, basically, of the premier and then the regular. Well, it was Iowa's Micah Pollitt, former Linmar of Marion Prep, freshman for the Hawkeyes. She ran 10.03.65. for a new PR. She won that heat, and then her teammate, Lillian Schmidt, who is also a freshman, former Dubuque senior runner, ran 10.11.85 for fourth in that 3,000. On to Saturday's results, and it's hard to believe that I'm just finally getting to this, but in the women's Jerry Hassard mile, it was Alexina Tuba-Wilson, the former Northern Iowa standout and now assistant coach with the Panthers, who broke the facility record by running 435.48, easily topping the former record by more than 4 seconds, which had been 439.74. So great running by the former Mount Vernon Lisbon runner, and also she's a run-a-blaze athlete who now is Tracksmith. She runs for Tracksmith, so congratulations to her. Like I said, I'm going to be talking to her this week. She dominated this race, almost winning by almost 10 seconds over a runner from Wisconsin, finishing in fourth for Iowa. Former Ankeny Centennial runner Emma Gordon, she ran a nice time of 456.11, the freshman did there. The men's Larry Wazorik mile, it was true freshman Max Murphy of Iowa, who really has made a big splash here for the Hawkeyes. He ran the number 8 time in Iowa history, running a 405.45 to finish second only to Wisconsin great Olin Hacker. Hacker set the facility record in it with a 356.66 time, which was easily ahead of the former record of 358.06. But Murphy, who went to Pleasant Valley and is from Bettendorf, comes up with a PB of his own, and like I said, number 8 in Iowa history, and he's just a freshman. But finishing third for Wartburg College was Christopher Collett, in 406.73. That time is a conference record. That is an American Rivers Conference record for Christopher Collett, and it's also clearly a school record as well. He reset that record there. For Iowa, you had Daniel Klisch, who was fourth in 412.38. That's a personal best. His teammate Jason Hoffman was fifth for Iowa, 412.68, also a PR. Northern Iowa's Seb Gerhart, off to a good start this winter. Former Cedar Falls prep and a senior for Northern Iowa set a new PR of 412.90, finishing sixth. And then Cal Lewis of Iowa was seventh, 413.58, followed by Jeff Roberts, 416.23 in eighth. That was the Larry Wozorick mile. In the regular mile, UNI's Carson Cleave was third with a time of 419.69. He's a former Johnston high prep. The 800, it was Hawkeyes dominating here. This is another great event for Iowa. They got a lot of depth here. And wow, it was Antonio Abrega, a true freshman, making his 800 meter debut, running the fourth best time ever at Iowa, 148.88, to take the victory. He is from Santa Clarita, California. This is what Joey Woody, the director of track and field, said about this. The 800 meters was phenomenal, and we have some star young athletes. Antonio Abrega is going to be a star for our program for the foreseeable future. I would say so, yes. Definitely. Right behind him was Tyler Olson. Tyler is a former Muscatine prep. He ran a PR of 149.60. No shame there. Excellent time there. He was followed by a former Woodbury Central of Mobile runner, a junior, Alex Still. He ran 149.95. Spencer Gudgel of Iowa was fourth in 151.41, and then Armando Bryson was fifth, 151.76. So all in all, it was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 for the Hawkeyes there. On the women's side, you had Mallory King coming back. We mentioned her in the 600 meters premiere the night before. And then Mal Pal, she's known on Twitter, took this victory in 209.40. So great running by the former Assumption runner. She topped her teammate, freshman Allie Buchan-Nosbisch. She ran 210.76, again, former Otomo runner. Then Claire Pitcher of Iowa was third, 211.88. And then Grace Buchan-Nosbisch, the twin sister of Allie, also from Atoma, runs a personal best of 212.39. 1, 2, 3, 4 for all Iowa. And then in the regular 800 meters, not the premier, it was Kaney Nimrod of Northern Iowa. She's a junior from Decorah. She was third in 218.04 to lead the Panthers there. And then her teammate, senior Paige Holub, former Monticello runner, was fourth in 218.55. So that was the Larry Wozorick Invitational. Just great running all around. Facility records everywhere. It was great. On to the two-day event at the Sanford Jackrabbit Athletic Complex, Brookings, South Dakota, the Jim Emmerich Alumni Invitational. was held on Saturday. I'm going to lead off with that because there was some big news there as former center point Urbana, Drake runner, and SDSU runner Josh Yeager ran a PR and a South Dakota state facility record there at the Sanford Jackrabbit Athletic Complex. Yeager ran 7:54.86 to eclipse that record. So congratulations to the Minnesota Distance Elite Pro. He ran a phenomenal 3K there to set that record. In the mile, it was nice to see a fourth-year junior Murga Gamita, former Sioux City North runner, still with University of South Dakota. He ends up taking runner-up honors in the mile in 4:14.2. He was beaten only by North Dakota State's Josh Salmon, who ran 4:13.72. Iowa Central's Hunter Klimek was sixth in 4:18.02. That time got him a spot in the NJCAA Indoor Nationals. And also in 13th place was Jacob Waymeyer of South Dakota, sophomore. Jacob is a former Dallas Inter Grimes runner who ran 4:24.15. Gamedic turned around, by the way, and ran the 3,000 meters. And he was 12th. In 8:36.65, so he did come back and run two races there as he works himself back into really good shape as he tries to make a run for the summit indoors indoor meet. The 1 mile run, University of South Dakota's Helen Gold, a former Valley runner, was 8th in 5:04.09. And Oksana Johnson, who is a former Des Moines Christian runner, and she's a senior at South Dakota State. Oksana was 10th in 5:05.73. That was a race won by Leah Hansen of South Dakota State in 4:55.1. The women's 800 meters, Paige Blackford. I haven't mentioned her, I don't think, ever on this podcast. She's a junior at Nebraska Omaha, and she ran 2:17.5, the former Southeast Polk Ram did, to finish sixth in that 800. It was won in 2:15.31 by a North Dakota State runner. And in the men's 800, it was Iowa Central's Robin Aguiar Gonzalez with a 1:54.38 time for fourth, got him to a spot in the NJCAA Indoor Nationals. His teammate, Yared Kadan, also a freshman for Iowa Central, also earned a spot at NJCAA Indoors with a fifth place effort at 1:54.78. Dylan Blake, a freshman from South Dakota, and he's an Iowan, Dylan is. He was ninth for the Coyotes in 1:55.2. And the winning time was Jacob Roden of North Dakota State in 1:49 flat. So, and then one other result I want to mention, Helen Gold. She ran the 1 mile and also the 3,000. She was eighth in that event, in that 3,000, and was won by South Dakota State's Kaylee Peterson in a really nice time in 9:48.19. That was the Jim Emmerich Alumni Invitational on Saturday. The day before, you had the SDSU D2 invite in Brookings, and you had Iowa Central runners, as well as Dort College, Morningside, Northwestern, several schools that were competing in this. And I'm going to lead off here with, South Dakota State runner, Riley Bauer, former North Union High School athlete. He's a sophomore for the Jacks. He finished second in the 1,000-meter run, running a career-best time of 2:27.72. And for Riley, that is fifth on the school record list. So congratulations to the guy from way up by Bancroft. That's where he's from. In that 1,000 meters, Morningside had a really strong effort from Roe Pascal. Roe finished third in 233.31, hitting the National B qualifying standard for NAIA Indoor Nationals. That 233.31 converts to a 232 flat. And that's ninth best in the country, according to Morningside Athletics. Dort, as I mentioned, was there as well, and they had several runners meet the A standard, three of which I'm going to mention here. Davis Tebben ran a phenomenal 5,000 meters. Senior was second overall in 1440.8. That is the fastest time in the Great Plains Athletic Conference and sixth in the NAIA. Davis is not an Iowan, unfortunately. But in that race, Aspel Kiprop of Iowa Central was third. The freshman ran 1443.97. And Hunter Klimek of Iowa Central, sophomore, was fourth in 1456.39. Both of those Tritons runners earned spots at NJCAA Indoor Nationals. Fifth place for Dort was Joe Anderson, a junior from George. He runs for Dort. Anderson was fifth in 15:14. In the 600 meters, Cole Zevenbergen for Dort, he got the auto standard in the 600 meters for Nationals, with a time of 120.5, very good time for NAIA. He has the fourth best time in the NAIA, and he is from Rock Valley, Iowa. And like I said, he's a freshman. And then Jebediah Merkel, another Dort runner who qualified for NAIA Indoor Nationals in the 800 meters. Merkel ran 153.38. To win by over a second over a Dakota State runner. And that time by Merkel is the fourth fastest in the NAIA. So that was, and Dort finished fourth as a team. The defenders, Jessica Campman, their standout distance runner, she was fourth in the women's 5,000. Junior ran 1757.28. That's an outstanding time. And then in the women's 800, it was Bethany Ten Hocken of Dort, sophomore, ran 217.41 to take that victory. Northwestern senior Morgan Marker, she ran 218.44. And then Emily Funderman of Morningside, she was seventh in 220.49. Marker is a former Rock Valley prep, while Funderman hails from Anthon, Iowa. Okay, on Saturday, the Northwest Open was hosted by the Northwest Missouri State University at Hughes Fieldhouse, and Caroline Cunningham continued her assault on the record books for the host Bearcats. The former Cedar Falls prep set a new meet record of 502.95, taking the victory. She eclipsed the meet record set 3 years ago by Nebraska Kearney's Destiny Renke, who ran 507.23. So congratulations to Caroline. Caroline also finished third in the 3,000 meters, coming back to run 1025.62 in a race that was won in 1018.76. Also, Grandview University's Morgan Lawson in that 3,000 was 8th in 1035.88. Lawson is from Ottumwa. The 600 meters, you had a facility record that was run by Iowa Western's Nikisha Price. She ran in the 600 meters, she ran 124.03 to break the facility and meet record. Facility record was 124.89, set by Hannah Williams of Missouri Western in 2019. The meet record was also by Williams, but this was in 2021, last season, 125.30. So Nikesha Price, a name to watch out for the Reavers coming up in the future. That's really quick for that effort there. Also, their cross-country standout, distance standout, Mercy Bewatt for Iowa Western. She ran a nation-leading time of 17:54.46 to finish second in that race. She was only behind Amber Owens of Northwest Missouri State, who won in 17:47. But Bewatt, we're going to see her name definitely on indoor nationals. Then another guy that I've mentioned last week set a school record in the 3,000 meters, and he turned around and did it again. The former former Center Pointer Banna Prep, former Marion Prep as well. He graduated from Center Pointer Banna. Miles Bach, he did it again. 3 seconds faster than his time last weekend at Nebraska. He ran 8:14.46, setting a new school record for Nebraska Kearney. And you can listen to that podcast. Interviewed Miles and his sister Maddie. You can catch that if you want to talk to some of his goals for this indoor and outdoor season. This was one of them. He unfortunately did not get the win. This was a facility record set by Missouri Southern's Ryan Riddle. He ran 7:58.08 to really dominate that race, but Bach was second out of a field of 47. So a lot of runners running in these distance races in Northwest Missouri State. You had Iowa Western's Nicholas Kiprotich was sixth, in a time of 8:27.65, and that ranks him about fifth in the NJCAA. Trevor Albert of Grandview, he's from Eldon. He got an NAIA automatic qualifying as well as a new Grandview record by finishing seventh in 8:29.36. So congratulations to Trevor for that. And then Iowa Western's Jonas Mogos was eighth in 8:31.73. The men's mile, it was really nice to see former Garner Hayfield runner Reese Smith back in action. Reese ended up winning the men's mile in 4:11.40, running for the host Bearcats. He won by 0.57 of a second over Seth Simonson of Nebraska Kearney. Finishing sixth was Grandview's Sam Mickelson. He broke the school record, the Grandview school record, by running 4:18.01, and he also hit the NAIA B standard qualifying time. So he needs to just do a little bit more to get that A standard. He's from East Dubuque, Illinois, just over the river from Iowa. And then finishing 11th for Iowa Western was Jason Bowers in 4:24.14. The 600 meters was another outstanding race. It was a meet record set by Taj Ham in the 600 of 111.17. And Taj runs for Iowa Western. So the former meet record was Michael Garrison of Ottawa, who had run 112.04 in 2020. So the Reavers runner takes that down. And his teammate, Andrew Brown, who was second, even beat that time as well, running 111.87. Grandview's Tyler Miller was fifth in 112.22. And then Iowa Western also had DeAndre Anderson in 8th in 113.3 and Romari Northover in 9th in 113.37 for the 600-yard run. In the men's 800, there was another Grandview school record. Isaiah Whitrock, a senior from Richland, took down the record with a time of 155.0. He also got an NAIA Nationals automatic qualifying time. He was fifth in that men's 800, however, but still, he does the job at the NAIA level. In sixth place was his teammate Ben Huftelin. He is a senior from Osage. Huftelin right behind Whitrock, 155.29. And the final race I want to mention, in the 5,000 meters, it was Grandview's Jalen Peterson, a junior from Atlantic, who ended up third in a time of 15:23.45 in the 5,000. And in fourth place was Graceland's Dylan Grover, who ran 15:24.46. The Prairie Wolf Invitational was held in Lincoln, Nebraska. Central College and Simpson College were both conference rivals, were both there, and some really strong efforts on the men's side for distance running. You had Will DeHaan, a senior for Central, picking up a couple victories. He won the 1,000 meters, leading first, fourth, and fifth for Central, taking the victory in 2:31.80. But finishing third was a history-making effort by Simpson College freshman James Murray. For the first time competing in the 1,000 meters, the freshman from Australia broke Simpson Hall of Fame athlete Dave Halfordy's 1990 school record of 2:33.35. So that's a 32-year-old record he beat. Murray ran 2:32.41 to place third in that 1,000 meters. His coach Aaron Fuller said, James's race in the 1,000 meter today was fantastic. He ran a very tough race. A lot of a great future coming up for this guy if he's already breaking Dave Halfordy, everybody knows what kind of a career he had if you follow distance running all these years. He had a tremendous career at Simpson and post-Simpson, so he's off to a tremendous start. Anyway, in the 1,000, you also had, for Central, you had Noah Jorgensen, a sophomore from Sydney, who was fourth in 2:34.76, and then his teammate Adam Sylvia was fifth in 2:34.98. Sylvia is a junior. Now in the mile, Central went 1-2-3 with DeHaan leading the way. He got the victory in 4:16.20, followed by Jorgensen, who is from Sydney, a sophomore, who ran 4:19.94, and then Sylvia, third in 4:21.19. I promise I am almost done, but I've got two more school records to get to, and not surprisingly, one of them was by Loras College standout senior Cassie Parker. She smashed her own mile school record, running 4:50.29 to win by more than 30 seconds. To win at the Carl Schlender Invite hosted by the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater on Saturday. She helped the Duhawks to the team title, by the way. But that time of 4:50.29 for Parker, who won the NCAA Division III cross-country championships, running away with it in November. Anyway, she leads Division III by 3 seconds. With that time, and it's also beats the school record by 8 seconds. And Parker is a former Clayton Ridge native, and I interviewed her last year. You can hear that podcast as well. Another standout for the Duhawks was sophomore Alyssa Fadenhauer. Fadenhauer lowered the previous school record by running 1:37.24 in the 600 meters. The school record had, she knocked that down by nearly 2 seconds. It had stood since 2011. And Fadenhauer is a junior from West Burlington, Iowa. On the men's side for Loras, you had the notably the distance medley relay. They had the third fastest time in NCAA Division III indoors at the Schlender Invite. And that relay team was Mike Jassa, who is a senior from Cedar Rapids Prairie and Fairfax, Hunter Rickles, a junior from Calamus Wheatland, Elliot Frederis, a freshman from Nevada, and then Aaron Lodwig, who is a freshman. Those four men ran 10:42.50, and like I said, that medley relay team is third nationally. In the 600 meters, it was Carter Oberfell who got the victory in 1:21.94, just off getting into the top 10 in Loris history. Oberfell is a junior from Dubuque Wallard. You remember last week, Oberfell got a school record for Loris in the 1,000 meters when he ran 2:30.18 to break a 23-year-old record. Like I said, he's from Dubuque. The Jack Jennett Open was held on Thursday and Friday in Cedar Falls. A couple results here I want to mention. The women's one-mile run, it was Emma Hoynes, Hawkeye Community College freshman, who got the victory in 5:12.77. Hoynes is a former Waverly Shell Rock prep. Finishing second was Run a Blaze Iowa athlete Jordan Winkie. She ran 5:17.84. And then in the men's 600 meters, it was Wyatt Schmidt, a junior for Wartburg College, who won the 600 in 1:22.72. Staying in Iowa, the Luther 34th alumni meet was held over the weekend. And three results here. Tom Altier set a meet record. He is a current Luther runner. He set a meet record in the mile, running 4:17.28 to break the record set by alumnus Drew Bermall, 4:21.41. So he really took it down by more than 4 seconds. So that time by Altier, who is from Granger and went to high school at Johnston High. Altier, that time is fifth all-time on Luther's list. In the 2,000-meter steeplechase, this is interesting. Luther has an indoor steeplechase race. That's quite fascinating to me. But anyway, Caleb Burgess, he improved his time on the all-time list. He is now ninth in Luther history. He ran 6:11.05 to notch just over a second off his previous 10th place time of 6:12.70. Burgess is a senior from Cedar Falls, and he runs, like I said, this was a Luther against the current Vikings against the alumni there. And then one other result, Dan Esselin, who's a former Luther runner, he now is a Run a Blaze Iowa athlete. He ran the mile and the 3K. He was second to Altier in that mile, running 4:22.31. But he did come back, Esselin did, to win the 3,000 meters in 9:02.81. A couple other results here. The Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Collegiate Invitational, hosted by New Mexico. You had former Iowa Central runner Innocent Mrwanashika. He runs now for West Texas A&M. He was sixth in that race in 8:33. That was a race won by a UTEP runner in 8:25.71. And Notre Dame. They had the Notre Dame Invitational, and it was, it was former Drake runner Elizabeth Aho, who now runs for Loyola University. She finished 10th in the women's mile in 5:05.46. So that was the way that result happened. I did not see a Matthew Carmody result for Notre Dame. He's a former Dowling Catholic runner. And that, whew, is it for last weekend. I do want to mention, however, that I did miss a runner at the Houston Marathon of note, Ben Anderson, a former Valley High runner, and he is former Valley and University of Iowa runner. He's from Clive. He finished 38th at the Houston Marathon last weekend. He ran 2:23:01. Anderson, he was a state champion as well as all-conference champion for the CIML his junior season. And he was also a conference champion his senior season while running for Valley. During that outstanding junior season, he also won the 3,200 meters in track and field. So Anderson is now living in Oklahoma City, and he's just a few years removed from the University of Iowa. He's now 26 years old. So good performance there, 2:23:01, finishing 38th overall. And that is officially the results from this weekend and last. Looking ahead to next weekend, it's Iowa and Iowa State head to Arkansas for the Razorback Invitational in Fayetteville. As I mentioned, Wesley Kiptu is running at the Milrose Games, 3,000. I see that Eric Sawinski is pacing for the Wanamaker Mile there at the Milrose Games in New York City. You and I also will be competing at Wartburg this weekend, so that's the big four. Drake is off. They don't compete again until the Husker Invitational in Lincoln, February 4th and 5th. So that is it. Hope you've enjoyed it. As I mentioned, this was a podcast for distance running that I think is second to none for indoor track and field, for sure. And if you want to find a good chat I had, Cody Bailey, my conversation with him is doing very well. It is a top five podcast, so he has a lot of friends and family listening. That is one you want to listen to. And as I mentioned, I've got Alexina Tubal coming up this weekend after her facility record at the University of Iowa. I'll be talking about her. Certainly that record. I have a lot to talk about there, as well as her coming goals for the outdoor track and field season. So tune in for that later this week. Until next time, happy running, everyone.